Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. And on this Monday morning, we got Brewers beat writer from MLB.com, Adam McAlvey, with us. Did you make the roadie, Adam?
I am standing in the lovely San Diego airport right now. So I did.
Oh, so you don't catch the night flight out?
I would give an appendage, and you could pick the appendage, which to get on the charter with the guys. They could blindfold me, put me in the baggage hold, whatever it took.
They could haze you and play their little pranks.
Absolutely.
It is
not easy to fly. I love our city, but I wish it was a little easier to fly to.
All right, so what do you make of the 3-4 performance on the roadie? I'd be disappointed but for the fact that the Padres, as Brewers manager Pat Murphy said, have been white hot lately.
Yeah, Jake Cronenworth's white hot. Their rookie Jackson Merrill is a really good player, and everything he hit, even the outs he hit in the series were super loud outs. And they're, you know, the Brewers talk about injuries. They're down Darvish. They're down Joe Musgrove, their good starting pitcher. Xander Bogaerts, their shortstop. So they've had some injuries too, but they have so much star power that there's enough guys in the lineup that it still looks like a good lineup. And they were a hot team, close games mostly. I think it was a really important game in the way Pat Murphy managed yesterday's game, bringing in Brian Hudson for two innings behind Myers, who's been really good but under 80 pitches. And then using the closer, Trevor Miguel. I mean, you could tell Pat Murphy was managing to really win that game yesterday and viewed as a big one to finish the road trip.
You know, Murphy said that we're not that good of a team. And then he clarified.
He's saying that, yeah.
Right? On paper, he said, but we play great as a team. What's he talking about there?
Well, I mean, I think what he's talking about is they traded Corbin Burns. They have Christian Yelich and Willy Adames. But, I mean, look, William Contreras is an ascending player. All these young, Joey Ortiz has been playing really well lately. They have all these young outfielders, Jackson Chourios, Sal Frelick, getting tons of at-bats. I mean, they are not it is not the roster of, say, the San Diego Padres when you look at all kind of the star power, the $100-plus million contracts that they have on that roster. The Brewers are a little different, and we've talked about that. Vince going the sort of, like, dodgeball, playing Globo Gym every night. I mean, that's what they're looking yes. at this season as. So I think that's what he's talking about, and he's trying to keep his guys in the mentality of, like, an us versus them. And that seems to be one of his methods of motivation, is to keep reminding all of us that they're not a very good team. And you're right, on paper is kind of the key phrase, because they've played great, and they've given themselves a cushion in the division to absorb a series where they lose 3-4 and still come out of it in a good position. The Cardinals, by the way, are hot. They're the hottest team in the National League since mid-May. So it shows you why these games still are really important, and it's important to avoid those losing streaks.
So Freddy Peralta on the hill tonight, looking to go back-to-back with gem performances as they take on the World Series champion Texas Rangers. Does that mean anything? Do the players get up about that at all, knowing that the guys coming in won it last year?
Well, yeah, because that's what everybody wants. And I think that's the hard part about repeating in any sport, right, is you come in with a target on your back. And you know Freddie's going to be dialed in for this start tonight. I thought his last one was really important. You know, he was coming off a couple of outings that didn't look like Freddy Peralta. The one in Detroit where his velo was down because he was searching for the strike zone, and then he had to answer all of our questions all week about whether he was okay. But in that Anaheim start, that was really good Freddy Peralta, and he said it was his family who really told him, like, look, have fun, man, relax. They can see him pitching a little bit tense. And I like that some of that advice came from his younger brother who's pitching in the Pirates system. And you know, usually it's the big brother giving the kid brother advice, but in this case, Freddie's brother is having a great year at High A, and he was one of the family members who urged Freddie to sort of, like, be yourself on the mound, and it looked like he did against the Angels.
Is there anybody we haven't seen on this roster, Adam, that's still in the stable? I mean, like, pretty
yeah.
much anybody we've talked about over the last several years of, well, this kid could be, like, we've seen him.
I mean, they're not halfway through the season yet, so they're going to need more guys. You know, I did a thing after Carlos Rodriguez is 0-3 now in his starts for the Brewers. And look, he's a good pitcher. He's their minor league pitcher of the year the last 2 years. They believe he's going to have success in the big leagues. It's a six-pitch mix. He's got to throw strikes. He's got to hit the edges. He's not doing that, and he's getting killed for it in the majors. So they may have to make a change there because he's a player who looks like he needs perhaps a little more time, and that means bringing in some more pitching. And that could be restoring someone like Jacob Junis to some starts, maybe some shorter starts to protect his shoulder. D.L. Hall is working his way back. But they're probably going to have to dip down more into that minor league system. And it's guys like, you know, they acquired a pitcher, for example, named Taylor Clark from the Royals. He's pitched in the bigs a little bit, some in relief, but also some starts. He's a guy who's up to 90-plus pitches in the minors. I think he's a name to kind of watch. There's another guy named Chad Patrick who's in their minor league system who's, you know, he doesn't light the radar gun. He doesn't wow scouts, but he just keeps getting outs at AAA. Those guys, those types of players can force their way to the big leagues when you need it. They are deep, deep, deep into their depth. And at some point you start to talk about Jacob Mizorowski, their top pitching prospect. He's just got to throw strikes. I know they would love to leave him down there in AA and let him just pitch and really learn to command that great stuff. But, you know, look, this is the big leagues, and when you need an arm, you need an arm. And there comes a time where you think about dipping down to pull him up as well. So they hope to get things stabilized, but, you know, sometimes you just have to react to the circumstances at hand, and that means really mining your depth.
Brewers and Rangers, 7:10 first pitch tonight. Thanks, Adam.
All right, see you guys.